Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lake, and how may I help you today?
Yes. I had signed up for this and I canceled it immediately. And I got an email saying, please consider this message canceled. But you have never returned my money, and there's been two other charges taken out of my account for this. And I need it stopped and my money returned. This all happened after.
Go ahead.
This all happened after you said you canceled it.
All right, let me get it pulled up. What's your zip code?
16127.
All right, what's your first and last name?
Kimberly Royer, R-O-Y-E-R.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
Okay. You tell me what you got, and I'll tell you if it's good.
No, you have to verify that, ma'am.
I already gave you my zip code.
Correct. That's just to pull up your information. We already have it, so just verify it for me.
All right, 921 Columbia Avenue.
Okay. All right, so I have an account pulled up here through the contest entry for $49.97. Now, I do see here that it's showing that your account was canceled out here. And the reason why you have the charge is because when you initially sign up, you automatically pay that $49.97. So that's why you never got a refund. Now, what other charges are you referring to that you have?
They're saying $24.99. Let me pull them up here again.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll just be a second. I'm sorry. Damn it, won't let me in here. I apologize for my language, too. Why does it do this whenever you're in a hurry? Okay, it is coming on my account as All in One Premium Care Show something, $24.99.
Yes, yeah, we don't have that. The only thing that we have is when you initially signed up on December 12th, and it was for the $49.97. That's the only charge that we have.
Well, where's this other charge coming from then?
I'm not sure.
How do you do this?
Like I said, we only have one charge for you. I'm not sure where you have you signed up for anything else besides this?
No.
I'm not sure where the other charges would be just popping up from, unless it was something that when you sign up for this, unless it was something that bundled with it or something. Does it have any numbers by the other charges?
No, all I have is the last four digits of the accounts, 57562, Florida.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that makes no sense. Yeah, I would just call the number and see, because like you said, if you haven't signed up for anything, yeah, then you shouldn't have any other charges on the account.
Well, this is the only number I can find to deal with any of this.
For the other numbers, too?
There's no other number. Do you have another number I could call?
No, ma'am. Not for, yeah, like I said, the only charge we have is that one. I'm not sure why you would have two other charges.
And why can't I have my money back from this? You didn't do anything for me. I canceled immediately within 5 minutes because it's a scam. I didn't even know I was signing up for something until the screen almost went blank on me.
Yes, ma'am. What do you mean the screen went blank? When you were trying to sign up, it just blanked out?
Yeah, whenever I was doing the contest or whatever it was through Sam's Club, which I trusted, and I'm calling Sam's Club too. That's bullshit. I really think you need to debit my money back to me.
Yeah, so the reason why we don't do that is because when you initially sign it, we let you know that if you want to be eligible to win a prize you're signing up for, you have to pay that charge. So that means if you don't
you
want
don't,
to pay it,
you
then you don't sign
know
up.
That.
It's listed
that
under the terms and
clear.
Conditions. You're saying you didn't see it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. It wasn't made clear
I'm
when you signed
nobody
up.
Nobody would have seen it on that contest.
What do
what
you
I'm
mean?
Saying. You scammed me.
I'm sorry about that.
Let me talk to your supervisor, please.
There's no one available at this moment. You can call us back in an hour.
How about you give them my name and number and have them call me?
No, you can give us a call back, ma'am, if you want to speak with someone.
You'll be hearing from me.
Thank you for your support. Yes, ma'am. Have a great day. I'll put in that you're going to call back.
Tell them I'm highly dissatisfied, too.
I'm about to put that on your account. Yes, ma'am.